Hello, my desi people, and welcome to Bali Talk with Why Many Designs, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything, you know it, Bollywood. Today I am here with Shivani.
Hello, hi everyone, how's it going?
We're going to talk about the good products of nepotism, which is has been a topic.
Very controversial topic.
Yeah, for the past few years, actually. Oh, the most controversial of all, Sonam Kapoor, the struggler.
Sonam Kapoor.
The struggler that took her 5 years to get a movie with Sanjay Leela Bhansali.
Oh my Lord Jesus. Yeah, did you? I watched that interview or something when
Arjun. What's his name?
Oh my gosh,
Rashmi Rao.
Like bombed her out. It was literally the funniest thing I've ever seen.
She's literally another Ananya Pandey. It was like another that moment, red table moment of the jahan tumhari struggle shuru hoti hai wahan hamare sapne.
Yeah,
that one. I was like, literally the same thing.
Oh my god.
I like Sonam again. I like her in normal movies, like again with Imran Khan. They did I Hate Love Stories. That was such a nice movie.
I actually really like Sonam in that movie Nirja.
Yes, that was good.
I thought
too.
She did really good in that one.
She does good. Like, oh, my mom loves Khoobsurat as well.
Khoobsurat. Yeah, the princess one.
Disney. She does good in like cheerful happy movies, like Aisha as well. But when she goes down, what movie? I think she's only done those type of movies.
I feel like she's done more.
And then she's done like Zoya Factor, which I also like.
Zoya Factor, yeah.
But Nija was one of her most.
I thought she did really good.
Yeah, most different as well. And then there was Veeru the Wedding.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I went to watch that movie with my mum, my whole family, and my mossy. She came from Fiji. And listeners.
One
part with Sarah Bhaskar.
Where she's having an orgasm. Oh my god.
It felt like the longest scene ever in the cinema. I was like,
shit. When I watched it, I was like, what the fuck?
I know. And I was like, I only watched the cinemas. You can search. And I only, in the trailer, you don't know. The trailer, I just thought, okay, most they're going to do is swear, which is fine.
Yeah.
Family can handle it. But I won't watch that movie ever again with my family. I don't think I've ever watched it ever again as well. It's a good concept, good movie, but I'm just like, traumatized by that scene.
Never again. Especially if you watch it with your family.
I know, and I was like, oh shit. Next one is Sara Ali Khan.
Oh, don't we all love her?
Yeah, I think she has shown great potential over the time.
Not just that, I think she's so true to herself. Like, she's so true to herself. She doesn't shy away from being herself.
Yeah.
Even like acting like, you know, silly in front of the camera, like just out in public.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about her, because another one of my favorites is Parineeti Chopra.
Mm.
Like, their personality is showing.
Yeah, it's
so natural. They're, like, even Nushit, they're so normal and natural. They're not trying to be poised.
Yeah.
They're, like, okay with being funny, which is what I like, especially because they're both. She's a product of Saif Ali Khan and Amrita Singh.
I know.
Talent is bhara in there.
Exactly.
They just has to take it out, which she's showing us in Atrangide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Atrangide was so good.
Yeah.
So good. Her acting was so good in there.
And then we've got Alia Bhatt.
Alia Bhatt.
Again, she's showing us her skills.
Definitely.
Gangubai.
Yeah, I think she, from... Compare her from Student of the Year to her recent movie, Gangubai. Like, enormous change.
Yep.
An amazing improvement. And, like, the way that she acts, especially, I think I really liked her in Razi.
Yes. I was literally thinking of that.
Razi. She was so good in that. I was so impressed.
She's done really good roles so far. Mm-hmm. Razi, Gangubai. I didn't like Kalank.
No, Kalank was...
Okay, great.
Pointless.
Okay, great. I've met people where they're like, I liked Kalank. I'm like, did we watch the same movie?
I liked the songs in there. That's the only thing I liked. But the movie was so stupid. Highway.
Oh my god, I think that was the start of her growth, and that's when she realized she needs to change her roles that she takes.
Yeah, and she started taking up on different roles and stuff. Yeah.
That was really... Oh, Dears in the Year was also good.
Oh, love... Yeah. Yeah, Dears in the
Year. Love You Love You is the song. It's the song. That was really good too. And everyone, when they released it, everyone thought it was going to be like a love pairing between those two.
Mm, and then it turned out to be about...
Mental health. It was great. And yeah, she portrayed it really well.
Yeah.
Second last one. Varun Dhawan.
Varun Dhawan. I really like him. I think that he's... He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he has developed like Suidhaga. Mm-hmm.
He does his comedy roles pretty well.
Yeah, another reason. I don't know. I just feel like I'm tired of seeing very thriller based movies. Yeah. I want original Bollywood.
Original, again. Yeah, like remakes and all these
bomb terrorism movies. I just want a good love triangle.
Like back in the days, we used to see movies like. I hate love stories. Yeah. Like, you know.
All that. Like, I think Bollywood is known for its bright, colorful, which I guess. I guess it does get a lot of times. But now I'm like, I'm craving for a good romantic.
We need to go back. Yeah. We need to go back.
It's nice for us to, like, for us to be educated by the history and stuff. But you don't have to base the whole industry off that now.
Exactly. It's just too much now.
And majority of the things is what's going on in India.
Yeah.
But they have to realize that there's a lot of international fans. We don't care about what happens in India. It doesn't affect us all the way in New Zealand.
Exactly.
Last one. Ranbir Singh. Yeah. So we're listing all the new age newcomers right now. I said Ranbir Kapoor. Okay. Fun fact, he is, Ranbir Singh is related to Sonam Kapoor and Anil Kapoor.
Wait, Ranbir Singh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, Mousi's son? Or like, he's related to Anil Kapoor. No one knew that because he came into the industry being like, oh, I'm an outsider.
Yeah.
But he's actually related.
Ah,
that's why we'll always end up at like Akshay Kumar's set when he was younger.
Oh, true. Sunita Kapoor and
first cousins, bro.
What? Sunita Kapoor and Veer's mother Anjuma are first cousins. That's why both are born. In real life, therefore, Anil Kapoor is Veer's uncle. And Veer Kapoor is basically the whole thing.
See, no one, because they hid it from us.
They told bullshit.
Yeah, they told us he's newcomer to the industry, found it so hard to get a role, blah, 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 blah. But he's literally in the Kapoor family. Fun fact, the more you know, whether you want me to decide. I know too much about Bollywood. But yeah.
Ranbir Kapoor.
Yeah, Ranbir Kapoor. He's good.
He's. I think, yeah, he's pretty amazing.
He's shown his acting skills from his first movie.
Definitely.
Yeah, Pachanai has, you know. Oh, it was so nice when he did like not a remake, but used the same name as his dad's song. Which was very, like, it was like a cute moment. Yeah, like he came into the industry paying an homage to his father.
And his movie in Sanju. His acting in Sanju.
Oh, so good.
He even looked like
Sanjay Baba.
Sanjay Dutt. Like, he looked crazy.
It was crazy how he did that. The voice as well, how he dialed it down to sound like him. He just nailed it. Imagine how long he had to study Sanjay.
I know. Like, to look at all his, you know, past stories and his documentary and all that stuff. Like,
Not a lot of movies that you'd think. But his good movies were Sanju, and then it was this one. What is that one? Ye Jawani Hai Deewani.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the type of movies Bollywood should be making. It's not serious. It's light, but it has a message to it as well. What was the message?
I'm black, bro. I'm black,
There's a message, but what was the message? I think...
living life to the edge or something.
Yeah, like, also not chasing, like, this plot twist in life every time.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. But it was very light and very nice. Like, movies about friendship is very nice. Yeah. The whole Dil Chahta Hai is in the Milegi Dobara.
Exactly.
This one. The whole, a bunch of...
Because people can relate to
it. Yeah.
Like, people can easily relate to it.
Yeah, not that we go on trips with our friends like that.
But we can still relate to it, you know?
So, I feel like this is something I realized recently. Right now, we're always talking about the nepotism. But I don't think we realized that in the 90s and 80s, nepotism was there.
Nah. I think people started taking it seriously when... this is what I think. Two things. Number one was when Kangana Ranaut went off at Karan.
Yeah.
Copy with Karan. Yeah. And the second one was when Sushant passed away.
I was literally thinking that too.
Yeah.
I think our perception has changed recent years. Especially because now with social media and everything, it's just so much easier to find out who's related to who.
Exactly. And like obviously, like, before we didn't really, you know, give a shit, but now, like, some people do, and they get pissed off when star kids, they get opportunities, but it's not their fault because we kind of given them that, we watch their movies, hence it makes them more,
and we're always like, oh my god, okay, this person's son is coming to this movie.
Exactly. We need to see it,
they're level up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then, like, we're growing up watching nepotism people. Actors, but we've never really realized, like, for example, Akshay Khanna and Vinod Khanna.
To be very honest, I didn't even know that his dad was Vinod Khanna.
Just thought that was
the same. Yeah, I didn't know.
But they look alike now, I think. I don't know. But yes.
I need to go back and look at photos, but I did not know that he was the son of Vinod Khanna.
So now I'm like, Akshay Khanna is great, especially in his recent roles.
Hmm.
Like how Dushyant, he's doing a lot of villains.
Villain, yeah, and very negative roles. Yeah, suits him.
And he's great at acting. I loved his expressions, his, like, dancing.
I watched his movie the other day. It's got him, it's got Amisha. Amisha Patel.
Arjun Rampal? No?
Something like The Dance in the Ship. Oh, yes, Arjun Rampal. Yeah, what was that movie?
Amisha Patel, Akshay Khanna are together, and they're, like, going
on a cruise ship for dance.
Yeah.
What was that movie? Oh, my gosh. Hamras!
I haven't seen that one. It's Bobby Deol. Okay, why am I thinking
about Bobby Deol.
Yeah. But yes, I remember this poster specifically. That one. Yeah, it's something about these two are...
And he's Akshay is the...
villain?
He's got a negative,
role. Yeah, he's really good. His acting has... Oh my god, literally two of these people are nepotism right here. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Akshay Khanna is good. Have you seen the movie Mere Baap Pehle Aap?
No.
Should watch it, it's funny. Paresh Rawal.
Oh, Paresh Rawal?
Yeah, Paresh Rawal, Om Puri, Akshay Khanna, Dinelia D'Souza.
Oh no, wait, I think I might have. Maybe I've probably watched, like, a quarter of it.
Yeah, but it's really funny. Also, I love Aapki Khatir, even though that was a Hollywood remake. Loved it.
There was a Hollywood remake?
Yeah, Aapki Khatir with Priyanka Chopra. It's got nice songs in it.
Yeah, I know what movie. I've watched it, but I didn't know it was a Hollywood remake.
Yeah. I mean, his roles in Race and stuff were really good, too. The serious
types.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't get that.
Not you, Siri.
Mom. The one in Mom.
Mom?
Yeah. I watched Sri Devi.
I haven't seen that
one. You should watch that. It's a really good movie.
Oh. I just watched her...
it's her last movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But yeah, Akshay Kumar. And then there's Tushar Kapoor.
I think he's alright.
His only iconic role is probably like Golmaal.
Yeah, Lucky. Like, that's, I think.
He's barely even
I only remember him as the Lucky.
Yeah, side role.
Mm.
He's done main roles when he first started, with
Kareena Kapoor and stuff like
but
that.
But that was very, like, not a hero thing. Oh, and then your favorite, your boo.
Shahid Kapoor, of course.
Your boo.
Of course.
Wait,
he's my life, he's my everything. He's my sun in the moon.
You name your child something along with Shahid.
No. I was going to if it was a boy.
Boy, yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna chillax for a bit.
Not trying to be people gonna think obsessed. I'm crazy. Don't you have a pillow? Hmm? You still have a pillow with this face on it?
I do. And the one's got my face on it. So when you put it together, it's like we made a really beautiful couple.
I should give you a pillow with Ramit's face on it too. Put it right in the middle.
I already see him every day, actually. I don't need to. I don't need another
pillow. Another pillow. But yeah, Shahid Kapoor, I never realized Pankaj Kapoor was like an old actor. Until he came on Kapil Sharma Show recently.
Yeah.
It was that like popular back in the day.
Back in the days. And they were talking about how people used to crowd around him.
Yeah,
like,
something about carrot. Yeah. Him eating carrot. The style he was eats carrots. And I was like, whoa, he's that popular. I thought he was just like someone like, I don't know. I can't think of an example. Like Chunky Pandey. Not popular, but he's been in his movies. Yeah.
But yeah, didn't really... Yeah, I as well didn't realize that he was so iconic.
Because I've only seen his movies like... Where he's played Shahid's father. Mm. Shandar.
Exactly, Shandar or like...
Madru Ki Bijli Ka Mandola and all of that. And I was like, oh, that's... The... And I used to always be like, are they... Praful's wife, Hansa, is like the movie.
Hansa is
Shahid's stepmom. I knew that more than I knew about Pankaj.
Exactly.
And then apparently his mom is popular too.
Yeah.
See? Mind blown. He's got talent bara in him too.
Exactly. But now he's great.
Yeah, he has improved over the years.
I like how he only does movies. He only does movies when he wants to try something new.
Yes.
And then he only, like... He doesn't really care if it's a flop. Or if it goes really well. Yeah. He just does it because he wants to improve as an actor.
I love his movie, Chance for Dance.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. And we need to talk about why he doesn't get involved in the whole dance industry. Like, everyone's always comparing Hrithik and Tyga.
Yeah. But no one talks about Shahid.
It pisses me off because I'm like, he's the actual dancer here. He's the one that's trained. He's the one that started off as a background dancer.
Yeah, he started off as a dancer in Shamak.
Yeah, and everyone's completely ignoring him. Mm. And I was like, yo, bitches, Shahid could totally do whatever these guys are doing.
Definitely.
They just never put them together. That's just irritating because I guess nepotism, they're more popular.
They're more popular, exactly.
Another one. Karina and
Karishma. I've always liked Karina.
Yeah, I've liked Karishma.
And Karishma, yeah. Karishma's, yeah. Her old movies always gets me. I love all the old movies with Govinda.
Salman.
So good. Yeah. So good.
But again, I just realized her acting, like her roles have always been similar. Very happy.
Happy going.
Attitude.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
Bubbly type roles.
But I actually like that. Like, we never realized. I mean, we did at the back of our head that they were part of. They were
Kapoor.
Kapoor family. But we never paid attention to it because they were good. Or the time that we... In the 90s, no one gave a shit about it.
Yeah, no one cared.
Now everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Uske ladki hai, uske ladka hai.
You know what? Karina's new movie is coming out, Lal Singh Chadda.
Yes.
And there's a whole boycott thing going on now.
What?
Because there was an interview that she did and one of the reporters asked her about nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave her own personal view and she's like, you know, she was like, I can't understand, blah, blah, blah. She's like, but if you're not okay with stuck, it's don't watch the movie.
Oh.
So now a lot of people are boycotting that movie.
Oh my God.
I saw someone's Twitter status saying, reason why I'm not watching Lal Singh Chadda is because Karina told me not to watch it.
Oh my God. And it's sad because Amir Khan's in it.
Yeah. And he hardly does movies. So I'm like, bro, I'm like looking forward to watch this
and
movie.
Like, whose side am I on? I'm like, where? Like, I'm against nepotism too. Unless they release good products.
Yeah.
But these days it takes nepotism kids to take... takes years to actually like master
exactly
their master. Skills. Another one is Vivek Oberoi.
I think he's so good.
I know, I miss him.
Mm.
His, his like 2000 movies, the romantic ones.
Satya.
The way he smiles at the TV, yeah. It makes it seem like he's smiling at me.
He's really handsome as well.
Yeah. Oh my god, his hair.
Yeah.
When the wind hits him, yeah. It looks very smooth. It makes me want to go touch it.
Silky.
Yeah. It makes me want to go touch it. Sunny Deol and Bobby Deol.
Of course. Iconic.
Iconic, but acting wise, I don't know. I don't think we used to judge people's acting in that time.
Nah.
Like, especially Sunny Deol.
I prefer Sunny over Bobby. Oh, which one's Sunny?
Sunny is the title.
I prefer Sunny over Bobby. Do you?
I'm the opposite. I don't know. I think I need to go back and watch the movies again. I think they both cringed me. But I think they're both the same, especially, like, for example, Yamla Pagla Diwana. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
All three of their actings was shown, but it was very...
It was meh.
Yeah, especially when they did the second one. It's like, you don't need...
No, you don't need...
The second one. Gosh.
Second part. And it's like, something like, you know, like...
Like a continuation of the story.
Yeah. Like, if they continue it...
Bollywood doesn't do that!
They always start a different story. And same. I'm like, how does this make sense?
Yeah, like, why are you using the same name, but a different story?
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
The last one is the most controversial one, I guess.
Abhishek Bachchan. Yeah. I think people judge him a lot because he's Amitabh Bachchan's son.
Dad, yeah.
And they compare him a lot with him.
I think he has shown his potential over the years, though.
Have you watched his recent movie, Bobby Biswas? Something like that?
Oh. No, I haven't seen that one. I've seen Dasvi.
I heard that's good.
Yeah, that's good, too. It's about him doing another 10th standard again.
Oh, wow.
Dasvi. Like, it's about education.
True.
Yeah. It's good.
I might go watch that.
Yeah.
But his movie, the Biswas one, I forgot his... Was it Bob Biswas?
Bob Biswas.
Yeah. He's like this, like, real, like, crazy dude.
When did it... Oh!
He goes and, like, kills people. It's, like, real intense.
Oh,
and, like, gruesome.
It. Oh.
But it's nice. Like, his role... He gained a certain amount of kgs just for this role.
I think his roles has changed.
This character that he played... Was in that Vidya Balan movie, Kahani?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a continuation?
Yeah, like, it's connected. It's connected.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. So it's really interesting.
Did they advertise it like that? They should have advertised it like that.
I don't know.
People would have been like, oh my god.
It's not really a continuation, but it's just connected.
Yeah. You know,
the characters are connected.
Yeah. That would have actually caught a lot of, bro, their marketing...
Marketing people, sucks,
yeah, though. The marketing people need to up their game. If they would have said that this is linked to that movie... Kahani was a good movie.
Kahani was so good.
Oh, I'm so tired of watching the damn trailer on Star Plus every single time. That and No One Killed Jessica.
No One Killed... Yeah.
Every single time it was on Star Plus, I was like, I'm tired of this. That makes me not want to go watch the movie.
But yeah, you should watch this.
I will, probably good. After this.
It's really intense.
Why do you think people are so mad now when they hear a Star Kid is joining the industry, even though we have grown up watching another generation of Star Kids who have shaped our childhood?
Mm. Like I said before, I think people weren't mad before.
Yeah.
People just started getting mad because it was then kind of brought up where, especially when Shoshan passed away, there were videos that emerged of him, like of his interviews and then of his like... post and stuff which made people think that he felt like an outsider and things like that, and that's when people started getting mad when Star Kids was getting more importance than outsiders.
Oh my god, do you remember his seeing this one speech he did at a school, an IT school or something,
kind of graduation speech?
Yeah, and his speech was so, and everyone's like, oh my god, he was such a smart person.
He was such a smart person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, people are just starting to get mad.
Yep.
And...
I think in that time, it must have been even more harder for outsiders to get into the industry.
Exactly.
And that way, and like I said, social media wasn't there that time. we were just like watching whatever was thrown at us.
Exactly.
In that time, we didn't. We knew that these people were sons and daughters of this actor, but we were going in thinking, oh my god, they're like related. Oh my god, it's like, gonna be good. Yeah. They have the same genes, but now we're seeing bad products of nepotism. Yeah. And okay, what is your favorite product of nepotism so far?
I got three people. Mm-hmm. I really like Ali Abhat.
Yes.
Sara Ali Khan. Mm-hmm. And Shahid Kapoor, obviously.
Yeah, same. That's yeah. I think old generation, I like all of them because they were good. They literally are part of our childhood. They gave us some great movies that are grained into our head.
Yeah.
New days, I would say Sara and, oh my god, Sara, Shraddha, Alia, that's it.
Yeah, Shraddha.
Because they have shown us what their potential is and what they would be changing as females
in the industry in the future as well. Yeah.
Because I feel like people like Priyanka Chopra, and I don't think I've seen Kareena do that much of controversial roles.
Nah.
Which I want to see, like her Aitraaz movie.
Aitraaz, yeah.
Her Chameli days. Chameli? Yeah,
where she was a prostitute.
Yeah, she needs to do those kind of roles now. I think she's stuck into the whole poo and glamour roles.
Glamour, yeah.
Even Good News was good. The topic was good, but her character was still very glamorous.
Yeah.
I want her to, you know,
do something different.
Yeah.
100%.
Anywho, thank you so much for coming.
That's all right. Had so much fun.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I think this was a good topic. Everyone has point of view on these topics that we talk about. Okay. Thank you so much for coming, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and see you next episode. Bye.